Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Hey. We are going to pick up on daf Dalet Amud Beis at the very bottom of the page. We were in the middle of discussing, the Gemara was in the middle of discussing, the Isra of Bal Ta'achir, five different Shitos in Tanaim, at what point one is in violation of Bal Ta'achir. So we had quoted the Pasuk that serves as the basis for some of the Shitos, where the Pasuk just lists off, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. But other Shitos from Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, don't use that Pasuk to teach the din of Bal Ta'achir. So the Gemara wondered, what do they do with that pasuk if they're not using it to teach the din of Bal Ta'acher? So the Gemara explained, that they use it to teach us the din that Atzeres has Tashlum in Kol Shiva, that when it comes to Shavuos, if one does not bring the carbon on Shavuos itself, the carbon can be brought throughout the entire 7 days, starting with the day of Shavuos, the entire 6 days that follow the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that Atzeres has Tashlum in Kol Shiva. How do we know that? Because we're makish Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaMatzos. In this pasuk, we associate Chag HaShavuos with Chag HaMatzos, so it must be that just like Chag HaMatzos, you have 7 days to bring the carbon, so to Shavuos, you also have 7 days to bring the carbon. The Gemara said, well, why don't we, it also mentions Sukkos in the pasuk, why don't we link Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaSukkos and say that you have 8 days to bring the carbon? Because even though by Sukkos, Shmini is regal b'fnei atzmo, it's not considered a continuation of the Yom Tov Sukkos, but that's only the in Pizar Keshav, legabe six halachas that we have by Sukkos, but with regard to the carbon, it is Tashlum of the Rishon. You can make up for the carbon of the first day on the 8th day of Sukkos. So why do we compare Dafka to Chag HaMatzos and not to Chag HaSukkos? So the Gemara explained, Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta, Tafasta Muat, Tafasta. If you have two options of where to learn it from, you always go with the smaller number. So Shavuos is definitely going to have Tashlumin beyond just the day of Shavuos itself. We're presented with the option of learning it from Pesach, which would teach us that there's 7 days, or learning it from Sukkos, which would teach us that there are 8 days. So Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta, we go with the smaller number. Tosfos just points out that there is a similar concept to Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta that is more broadly agreed upon and is somewhat different than Tafasta Meruba, and that is where the Gemara has the drasha that if a woman bleeds, let's say, for 3 consecutive days during the Yimei Ziva, she becomes a Zava Gedola and is going to require Shiva Nekiyim. So we learn from the words Yamim Rabim that Yamim means 2 days, Rabim means 3 days. Well, how do I know Rabim means 3 days? 100 days is also Rabim, 1,000 days is also Rabim. So we have to assume the smallest possible number. Tosfos points out that's not the same as Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta. Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta is we know exactly what the number would be. We have a smaller number and a larger number in mind. We have 7 days of Tashlumin that we can learn from Pesach, or 8 days that we can learn from Sukkos. We have both of those amounts in mind. We just have to figure out which of those two numbers. That's when we say Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta. It would be more agreed upon that when the higher number is not even defined, Rabim could just mean anything. It could be an infinite number. So then everybody would agree that Tafasta Meruba lo Tafasta. Then it wouldn't even be up for discussion. So the Gemara at the bottom asks, well, wait a second. If we're going to learn the din of Tashlum and of Shavuos from Chag HaMatzos, why does the Pasuk have to bother mentioning Chag HaSukkos? What do we learn from Chag HaSukkos? So that's going to be the first discussion in our daf, is how the Tanoim, who already used the Pasuk of B'Chag HaMatzos, of Chag HaShavuos, of Chag HaSukkos, for Bal Ta'acher, derive that Shavuos has Tashlumin called Shiva, and then we're going to have two explanations for Pesach being for Karban Pesach being on the list of Bal Ta'acher, on the Bryce on the bottom of Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, we had a list of all the different things that are subject to Bal Ta'acher, and Pesach was on the list. It doesn't seem like it fits on the list. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the sources for Bal Ta'acher, for the sources for all of the items on that list being included in Bal Ta'acher. Then we're going to have four possibilities to explain the drasha that Chalifav is not Bal Ta'acher. Hu v'lo chilufo is not Bal Ta'acher. What does that mean? Chilufim of what is not Bal Ta'acher? And then the daf is going to end with two potential drashos from the pasuk Vahaya Bechachet, one that the Braisa quotes and one that it didn't quote, that we're going to see maybe is a stronger drasha from Vahaya Bechachet. So let's pick up again, bottom line of daf, Dalet Amud Beis. Elulamai Hilchsa Kasve Rachman Alachag HaSukos. Once I learn Bal Ta'acher of Shavuos, from the, not Bal Ta'acher, the Tashlumin of Shavuos from Chag HaMatzos, so why does the Torah have to mention Chag HaSukos in that pasuk? Chag HaSukos seems extra in that pasuk. So answer Gemara, La Kushe L'Chag HaMatzos. Well, we have to connect Sukkos to Chag HaMatzos for a different halacha. Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina, just like on Chag HaMatzos, one needs to sleep over in Yerushalayim on that first night of Chol HaMoed, so Av Chag HaSukos Ta'un Lina, by Chag HaSukos, we also need to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. So says Gemara v'hasam minalan. How do I know b'chag hamatzos that you require lina? Dichsiv ufanisa b'boker v'alachta la'olecha. That you should wake up in the morning and you should go on yantif. The pasuk is obviously not talking. Is not talking about yantif. So it's talking about the boker of the first day of Chol HaMoed, and you go la'olecha. V'tanakam of Rabbi Shimon tashlum l'atzeres minalahu. So great. But so we explained that those shitos that don't use the pasuk B'chag Matzos, B'chag Shavuos, B'chag HaSukos to learn Bal Ta'acher, will use that pasuk to teach us Tashlum and Kol Shiva. But if you do use that pasuk to teach Bal Ta'acher, then how are you going to know that Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva? Where are they going to get the din of Tashlum and Kol Shiva? So the Gemara answers, Nafgulu mititani Rabba Bar Shmuel. They derive it from what Rabba Bar Shmuel taught. Ditani Rabba Bar Shmuel, that Rabba Bar Shmuel taught, Amra Torah Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Chodesh. The Torah says that we count days, and at the end of counting 30 days, we're Mekadesh Chodesh. We make it a new month. Mane Yamin V'Kadesh Atzeres. And we count days, and we make a Yom Tov of Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh L'Menuyah. Just like when we count days, we make one day of Rosh Chodesh. When we count weeks, it makes sense to make 1 week of Shavuos. So that's how we know that Shavuos has 7 days that you could bring the Korban. Even though the Yom Tov itself is only celebrated for one day, there are 7 days that you can bring the Korban because we're counting weeks. So if you count weeks, the unit that you're counting toward must be a 7-day unit. So says Gemara, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma. But wait a second, we also count days toward Shavuos. We don't only count 7 weeks. We count Chamishim Yom as well. So we are counting days. So shouldn't Shavuos be only one day? So Amarava Atu Atzeres Yomei Maninan Shavuos Lo Maninan. What, do you think we're only counting days and not weeks toward Shavuos? We know that's not true. Vamarmar Mitzvah L'Mimni Yomi U'Mitzvah L'Mimni Shavui. There's a mitzvah to count days and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. So we do count days and we do count weeks. Vod Chag Shavuos Ksiv. And furthermore, Pasuk actually calls it Chag Shavuos. Why do you think it's called Chag Shavuos? It must be because there is a Chag, there's an element of the Chag that lasts for the entire week. What's that element of the Chag that lasts for the entire week? It's the ability to bring a Karban that has Tashlum and Kol Shiva, that the Karban of Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva. So how do I know that the Karban of Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva? Well, for those Tanayim that don't already use the Pasuk B'Chag Masa, B'Chag Shavuos, B'Chag HaSukos for the din of Bal Ta'acher, we learn it from the link of Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaMatzos. And for those who do use that pasuk for Bal Ta'acher, we learn it simply from saying that if you're counting up weeks, it must be counting toward a special week. What makes the whole week of Shavuos special? It must be that it's the Karban that makes the whole week special. Now the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Seikuf Samach Aleph, Al Yata Oscha Amram Zichronam Levracha Mitzvah L'mim Niyomi Mitzvah L'mim Nishvui. Don't be misled by this statement that the Gemara has here and again in Maseches Menachos, that there's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks, to think that there are two separate mitzvahs. It does not mean that there are two separate mitzvahs, says the Rambam. Haraya Hamuvu Eres, he says the clearest raya is that we count Shavuos and Yamim on each and every night. We say Kach v'kach Shavuos, Kach v'kach Yamim. If counting weeks was a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so we only would have counted them when the week is up. We would have had two separate brachas for the two separate mitzvahs. You'd have a mitzvah to count days every single night, and then a mitzvah to count weeks when the week is up. This was Shavuos Echad, Shnei Shavuos, Shlosh Shavuos, and we'd say a separate bracha for that mitzvah. Shekhar Shalom Tzatzim 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 T ha'omer, valsviros shvuei ha'omer. But obviously we don't do that. So he says the mitzvah clearly is one mitzvah. It's just that there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's the part of the mitzvah where you have to count the days of the Omer, and the part of the mitzvah where you have to count the weeks of the Omer. That is the Shitas HaRambam. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, however, writes that these are two separate mitzvahs, Sfiras HaYamim, Sfiras HaShvuos. And he says, why is it that we don't make two brachos? Because he says, probably Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, they did say two brachos on Sfiras HaOmer. Elamai, Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah of Sfiras Shavuos is only to Rabbanan. The mitzvah of Sfiras Yamim is Daraisa. That's what the Gemara in Menachos says, that a Meimer money Yomev lo money Shvue. A Meimer would count days, and he wouldn't count weeks. Why? Amar Zechel HaMikdashu. He said it's a Zechel HaMikdash. So the way Rabbeinu Yeruchim understands that, it's a big machlokes how to understand that Gemara. The way Rabbeinu Yeruchim understands it is, he figured that Shavuos is counting weeks is only a Zechel HaMikdash. Counting days is may still be Daraisa, but counting weeks is only a Zechel HaMikdash. So that's why he only counted, Rameimar only counted days. But the point is, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, even though we do count weeks, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's only Drabanan. So since we're only doing one mitzvah Daraisa, we make the bracha on the Iker mitzvah, and the real mitzvah Daraisa, not on that which is only a Zechel HaMikdash, which is a little bit difficult to understand, because we do make brachos on other mitzvahs that are zecher l'mikdash. We take lulav kol shiva v'medina zecher l'mikdash, and we make a bracha on lulav kol shiva. So a little bit difficult, but I guess he assumes it's subsumed under the more powerful mitzvah daraisa of counting days. The Or Sameach explains, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim as follows. The Or Sameach points out that when we count days, we're being mekadesh, as our Gemara says, we're being mekadesh a day, and that's why we only celebrate one day of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, where we have a Chiv Suuda, and we have Isur Malacha, and we have Mitzvah Simcha, all the normal things that you would have on a Yantif. But that only lasts one day. When we're counting weeks, we're counting toward the din of the Karban. The din of the Karban is that it has Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So if that's the case, we're counting toward the din of the Karban, said it's very mistaver that the mitzvah of counting Shavuos is no longer Daraisa Bizman HaZeh. We no longer have the Karban Bizman HaZeh. Mitzvah of counting days, which counts toward that day of Yantif, that's certainly going to be Daraisa, because we certainly do have that mitzvah Bizman HaZeh. The mitzvah of counting weeks, says Yer Sameach, that's how Rabbeinu Yeruchim must understand, is only going to be Darabanan Bizman HaZeh, because that's a function of the Karban. Beis HaLevi writes that Nafkamina would be between these deos of Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rambam, whether it's one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs, what if a person forgot on one of the days in the middle of a week to count Sfira? So the Chora, if you hold that it's two separate mitzvahs, counting days and counting weeks, yes, he lost the ability to count days now because he missed out on a day, and if you hold that it's one continuous unit, he can't continue to count. But what about the mitzvah to count weeks? The real mitzvah to count weeks is only when the week is up. So every week, at the end of the week, he should still be able to say a bracha, because he still has that mitzvah of counting weeks. Whereas if you say like the Rambam, that no, it's one mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it's just that we mentioned both days and weeks. Then the Chora, if he missed one day in the middle, even if it was in the middle of a week, you still cannot count the weeks. As we pointed out, the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa Mikol V'Kol. It's entirely Daraisa. The Rov Rishonim assume it's Rabbanan, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that the counting of the days is Daraisa, the counting of the weeks is the Rabbanan. There's a Machlok Saposkim Bizman HaZeh. If a person counts days and doesn't count weeks, whether he's Yotze the Mitzvah at all, whether he's Yotze the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer at all, the Rash HaLevi says that you're not Yotze and you have to go back and say the bracha again. You could even say the bracha again because you're not Yotze at all. So the Magen Avram, however, in the Chayadim say that you are Yotze. So the Maskanas HaChronim is that the Primogadim Chayadim Shulchan Aruch HaRav say that you count again but without a bracha, meaning you should be choshish for both days. If you count the weeks and not the days, then Lekulei Alma you're not Yotze, unless you counted. If let's say it's the 10th day of the Omer and you said it's Shvua Echad Ushlosha Yamim, so then it could be that Yotze B'Dievet, because that might count as counting weeks and days, even though you didn't say that it's 10 days, you just said what it is as a function of, that's a machlokes rishonim also, just to point out, in terms of the mitzvah of Sfira, of Sfira's Yamim and Shavuos, how do we do it? How does one say the days and the weeks? So what we do, and what the Shitas HaRambam is, and many other Rishonim and the Rush, is that each day we count the number of days, and then we say what that corresponds to in weeks. So if the day is the 27th day, let's go with yesterday, if the day is the 27th day of the Omer, you would say it's 27 days, which is 3 weeks and 6 days. That's the Shitas Rov Rishonim, that's obviously what we pass on like. Not everybody agrees to that, though. Balamor writes that you don't count weeks except for at the end of the week. Like today's Omer would be 28th day of the Omer, so we say that it would only be today that we would say that it's 4 weeks. But yesterday we would not have said that it's 3 weeks and 6 days. Weeks don't get mentioned in middle of a week. They only get mentioned at the end of the week. That's the sheet of the Balamar. The Avi HaEzri quoted in the Torah, not to be confused with Avi Ezri, which is Rav Shach's Sefer, this is the Rishon. Avi HaEzri and the Rabbeinu Ephraim assume that at the end of the first week you say Hayom Shvuach HaBomer, and then you don't need to count days, and then the next day you say Hayom Shvuach HaVyom Echad, and after that week it's all a function of how many weeks and days of that week, meaning you wouldn't say today that it's 28 days, you would say that it's 4 weeks, and yesterday you would not have said it's 27 days. You would only say that it's 3 weeks and 6 days. So that's a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer. There's also a significant discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim over here about the other topic that we mentioned, which is the mitzvah of Lina. We said the Chag HaSukkos is Tal Lina, Chag HaMatzos is Tal Lina. What about Chag HaShavuos? So the Pnei Yeshua points out, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that Chag HaShavuos is Tal Lina, because once the Torah compares it to Chag HaMatzos, to tell me that you have 7 days of tashlumin of the karban, ain hekesh lemechza. So if you're making a hekesh, you got to make the hekesh all the way. So if Chag HaMatzos is going to require lina, so it's a davar pashut that Chag HaSukkos is going to require lina. The achronim aren't sure. Yesh lachkar. When we say that it's tol lina, does that mean that you need linas kol halayla, or is even miktsas halayla good enough? Do you need to sleep over the whole night, or is it good enough to even sleep over part of the night? So some bring a raya from the Gemara Bava Metzia Kuf Yudam and Beis by Yischir Yom, that we say Schir Yom is Gova Kalalaila Ada Boker, that the halacha is that it's an Isra of Lina, you're not allowed to be sullen his wages, that you have to give his wages right away. So Rashi says Lina is only called Ada Boker, that the Isra is only to wait till the next morning. So you have all night. If he worked for you that day, you have all night to pay him. So you see that the definition of Lina is only when you get to the next morning. So it would seem that Lina for part of the night would not fulfill the mitzvah of Lina. In fact, Tosos of there discusses by Nosar, Kiddush Yadayim, is Amura Shachar called Linas Kalalaila already. The implication is that you definitely need Linas Kalalaila. It's just a question of where you draw the line. When do you call it daybreak? Is it Amura Shachar? Is it Netzachama? Fine, so that's a discussion. But you definitely would need Linas Kalalaila. The Tosos over here raises the question, why don't we just say it needs Lina anyway because of Shalmei Simcha, which is Kol Shmona. Meaning we're saying Chag HaSukkos. How do I know Chag HaSukkos needs Lina? Because we learn it from Chag HaMatzos. What do you mean? You have Shalmei Simcha, HaHalel VaSimcha Shmona. So obviously it requires Lina. You need to bring Shalmei Simcha every day. So you need to be in Yerushalayim. So the Achronim point out that Tosos is telling us a very great chiddush. He's assuming a very great chiddush. Tosos is assuming that there is a big machlokas achronim about what the mitzvah of simcha on yantif is. Is it dafka that you have to bring shalmei simcha, or is it enough to eat shalmei simcha? Let's say your friend has extra meat and he gives you a kazayis basar. So are you yotzei yidei simcha? So is it that you're yotzei, but if you don't have meat, then you have to be makriv your own for shalmei simcha? But the akrava is only a hechsher mitzvah. The real key is just to eat the meat. It's not about the akrava. The akrava is just what we do as eichitimtza in order to be able to get the meat. Or do we assume no matter how much meat you have, no matter how much meat available to you, there's a mitzvah of hakrava of shalmei simcha. That the mitzvah is a mitzvah of bringing the karban, the simcha of being of experiencing the simchas yantav is in bringing the karban. The Turi Evin and the Aruch Haner and the Sfasemis assume that the ikar mitzvah is achila, and there is no mitzvah of hakrava. But the Imre Baruch and the Arsameach and the Tzlach assume that there's a mitzvah lahakriv shalmei simcha and to shechtem and to eat him on yantiv. So from Tosa saying that you need lina because of shalmei simcha, sounds like Tosa is assuming that you need to be makriv a karban. Because if you yotze yechiv with achilas kazayis basar that your friend brings for you, so it has no shaychus to the mitzvah of lina. You wouldn't require lina at all. It's not your karban, so only the person who brings a karban is chayiv in lina. So the fact that Tosa assumes that shalmei simcha would bring about a chiyuv of lina gives you the impression that Tosfos holds that the only way to fulfill simcha on Yantiv is by actually being makriv the shalmei simcha, and it wouldn't be enough to just eat a kazayas of meat. One more point about lina, and then we'll move on. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei Migdash Parakei Alecha Zayin that a kohen gadol has to be in his, he has to make his home in Yerushalayim. Ve'eno zaz misham. He's never allowed to leave there. I once gave a drush about this, that the kohen gadol, essentially, we say, you are so holy, we are going to put you in jail. He's not allowed to leave. He's confined to a specific area. He's never, ever allowed to leave. So what the message is in that. But anyway, the kohen gadol, says the Rambam, is not allowed to leave. He has to make his home in Yerushalayim. There's only one problem. The Gemara never says that anywhere. So where did the Rambam get this from? Because the Mishnah doesn't have a makor for the Rambam. So Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, says that the source for the Rambam is from the Sifri, Ufanisa Baboker, Kol Pino Shatapon Tzorich Lina. That whenever it says Ufanisa Baboker, as our Gemara says, it always means that there's a requirement of Lina. When do we have this din of Ufanisa Baboker? Whenever anyone is makriv, an oaf or a mincha. Now the thing about the Kohen Gadol, he has his own carbon called the Minchas Chavitin that he has to bring every single day. And if that Minchas Chavitin requires Lina, so Mela means the Kohen Gadol has to sleep over in Yerushalayim every single night, because he has a carbon that he brings every single day. That's Ta'un Lina. So that's what Minchas Chinuch suggests, that's where the Rambam gets the idea that the Kohen Gadol's never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. The Gleone Ashas, Rav Yosef Engel, just points out that it's a little bit difficult, because the Kohen Gadol, we do find that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to serve on the Sanhedrin, but part of being a member of the Sanhedrin is when there's Negla Arufa situation, you have to go out and measure between two cities. Lahosef Ali'ir, you have to go and scout out the area beyond the city, but he's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So that's a little bit difficult. The truth is, Minchas Chinuch really only proves that he needs to sleep over in Yerushalayim, not that he's never allowed to leave. L'chari could leave during the day. He just has, Lina means he's got to sleep over that night in Yerushalayim, which is Vayter Akash on the Rambam, because the Rambam says that he has to make his home in Yerushalayim, Ve'eno Zaz Misham, and he's not allowed, it sounds like he's never allowed to leave. So it's back to the Kash on the Rambam, exactly where the Rambam got that from. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara now. So, so says the Gemara, Pesach bar mikrav b'regalimu, about six lines before the end of the page. On the bottom of Davdal and Meralef, we had a brisa that quoted all of the different things that are subject to Bal Ta'acher. All of the different types of karbonos. Chayavei Adamin, V'arachna, Charamna, Akdechos, Chatos, Hashamus, Olos, Shom, Tzedakos, Meisers, Pechor, Meiser, U'Pesach. That all of the Lekat Shechubeh, they're all included in Bal Ta'acher. And we went through five shitos, what it takes to violate Bal Ta'acher. They may have to go through all three regalim, Kisidran, or three regalim, not Kisidran, in order to violate Bal Ta'acher. How does that make sense for Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach could be brought on exactly one day of the year, and that is Erev Pesach. So what's Shaykh Bal Ta'acher after three regalim? Why, you're going to bring your Karban Pesach on Shavuos? What does that even mean? Pesach Zimna Kavile, it has a very clearly established set time. Iakrave Akrave, if you brought it on that time, great. Vilo Akrave Idchile, and if you didn't bring it on that time, guess what? It's too late. It's no longer bringable. You can't bring the Karban Pesach at a later date. So Amar Rav Chista, Pesach Kedinasva. So two answers. Rav Chista says, Yeinochinami, Pesach doesn't belong on the list. We just mentioned Pesach Agav, the other karbanos on the list. We mentioned it Agav, the others on the list. Rabbeinu Chananel has a girsa Pasuk Nive, which means that Karban Pesach doesn't belong on this list at all. It's not that we mentioned it agav the others. We didn't mention it. We had a wrong text of the Brisa, and we should not be Gores Karban Pesach at all on this list. That machlokas of whether it's Kedinasva or we take it off the list entirely may be alluding to a much bigger machlokas about the nature of Karban Pesach. Rashi over here sounds like, so what is it by, how does one violate Baal Tachar by Karban Pesach? It's obviously not going to be three regalim. Rashi sounds like beregel rishon, you already violate Baal Tachar by Karban Pesach, meaning by Pesach, you've already violated Baal Ta'achar and the Karban Pesach. Tosa says that if you're not Makrav Bismano, you violate Miyad Baal Ta'achar. Right away, you violate Baal Ta'achar. It has a Zman Kavua. You didn't bring it in that Zman Kavua. So Mela, you violate Baal Ta'achar right away. Meaning what Tosa is trying to tell you is, don't think that since there's no way to violate Baal Ta'achar Lachar Sholosh Regalim, so there's no Baal Ta'achar by Karban Pesach. No, there is Baal Ta'achar by Karban Pesach. It's just an immediate Baal Ta'achar. So that is how the Baal Yatosos and Rashi seem to understand that there is Baal Ta'achar by Karban Pesach. If that's the case, we understand Kedinasva, we understand our Girsa, that Karban Pesach was mentioned agav the others. Einachinami doesn't follow the same rules as the others. The others, you violate Baal Ta'achar after three Regalim. Karban Pesach, you violate Baal Ta'achar immediately. But Karban Pesach is mentioned agav the others because it's also included in Baal Ta'achar in some way. But others understand that no, that Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply at all to Karban Pesach. That a Pesach, that's how Turi Evan explains, and he has a raya from the Ran, he thinks the Ran holds this way, that there's no Isra Baal Ta'achar at all by Karban Pesach. Baal Ta'achar is only by something that's Shaykh, that after you delayed, it still has Tashlumin. But something that there's no way to make it up, once you've delayed, once you've gone past the Yikr Zman, it's not Shaykh Baal Ta'achar. Because after all, what is, we use the phrase Baal Ta'achar, what does the Torah say? Torah's expression is, Lo Sa'acher Lishalmo, you shouldn't be Ma'acher to pay it up. So it sounds like that there is the opportunity to have a tashlumin. Without a tashlumin, then there is no Baal Ta'achar. So Karban Pesach is not including Baal Ta'achar at all. That might explain the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel. That it's not, we threw in Pesach on the list, might as well keep it on. No, it's wrong. You got to take Karban Pesach off that list entirely. It doesn't belong anywhere near this brisa. Some of the Achronim bring a raya from the Ran, because the Ran says, by Tzedakah, you're over right away on Baal Ta'achar. Even though Tzedakah is mentioned amongst the other items that you violate Baal Ta'achar B'Sholosh Regalim, so the Ran explains, yeah, that just means that on that list, there's nothing that you'd be that you're allowed to go more than three regalim without violating Baal Ta'achar. But in Achinami, Tzedakah's on the list because you violate Baal Ta'achar before three regalim are up. So why is the Ran troubled by that and not by meaning why is the Gemara, if Pesach is the same, Pesach you also violate Baal Ta'achar just a little earlier, so why is the Gemara troubled by Pesach and not troubled by Tzedakah? Right? Why is the Gemara asking the Kasher by Pesach and not by Tzedakah? Elamai, it must be that the Ran understands that Pesach is a different story. The Gemara is bothered by Pesach because there's no Baal Ta'achar at all. The Ran is bothered by Tzedakah because there is Baal Ta'achar, it's just an immediate Baal Ta'achar, it's not a Baal Ta'achar that takes Sholosh Regalim. So that's that they bring a raya that maybe the Ran disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos over here in terms of Baal Ta'achar. So again, the Gemara had asked, why is Pesach on the list? After all, Pesach, there is no din of Baal Ta'achar for three regalim. First answer is, Kedin Asfa doesn't really belong on the list. We mentioned it agav the others. Second answer of Sheshes Amar, my Pesach shall may Pesach. When we refer to Pesach over here, we're not talking about regular Karban Pesach. We're talking about if you didn't bring the Karban Pesach bismano, and because it got lost, so you took another animal as a Karban Pesach instead, so what happens to your original Karban Pesach? It becomes a Karban Shlamim. Now, it no longer has to be brought as a Karban Pesach because you already were Yotze in the midst of Karban Pesach. It becomes a Shlamim for the rest of the year. So that's the Karban that you violate Baal Ta'achar b'sholosh regalim. So, frekli gemari hachi ainu Shlamim. You can't say that. Shlamim is already on the list. A Karban Pesach that was lost and then found after you were in Eschaper Ba'acher has a regular din of a Shlamim, so you wouldn't mention it twice on the list. So that's the Gemara, no. Tana Shlamim Abad Machmas Pesach, but Tana Shlamim Abad Machmas Atzman. Both items belong on the list. Both a Karban Shlamim that comes as a result of being a Karban Pesach that wasn't brought, and a Karban Shalom that comes Machmas Atzmo. Because Salka Daita Chamina Hol Machmas Pesach Chasu Ke Pesach Damu, I might have thought that since it's coming Mikoach Kedushas Karban Pesach, it should be like a Karban Pesach, and therefore, on the first regal, you should already be in violation of Balta Acher, at least the way Rashi and Tosfos understand it, or the way the Ran understands it, there would be no Balta Acher Kamash Mlan. That's why you have to tell me that once it's transformed into a Karban Shlamim, there would be Baal Ta'acher, there is Baal Ta'acher, B'Sholosh Regalim, like any other Karban Shlamim would be subject to Baal Ta'acher, B'Sholosh Regalim. So now the Gemara, going back to that Braisa, Dalin Amral, where we listed all of these different items that there's a violation of Baal Ta'acher on, Gemara says, Minani Mili. How do I just technically, how do I derive from Sukkim that the Yisra of Baal Ta'acher applies to all of these different items that we list? So we're going to spend a good deal of this Amud just drushes, just showing how we see all of these different items that are subject to Baal Ta'acher. Now it's interesting, the discussion, we mentioned so many different things in that Braisa, Neder, and Dava, Erech, and Charam, and Hakdeshus, Chataz, or Tzedakah, Meiser, and Chuvisar, and Vaz, who was asked about Ben Chutzlaretz, that was Nadar Litain Tzedakah, La'aniyah Yerushalayim, or he was noted to give Shemen Lamar, Lebes HaKnesses, in Yerushalayim, whether he violates Baal Ta'acher. And the Radvaz makes the following chilek. He says, there's no din Baal Ta'acher when you know de lebeis haknesses, because that's not a mitzvah saseh d'araisa, so you're allowed to be ma'akev. But molus aniyim, you have to send right away in order not to violate Baal Ta'acher. Tzedakah is one of the items that's Baal Ta'acher. So he says, it's real tzedakah when you're giving to aniyim. But no de lebeis haknesses, he says, that's not as strong a mitzvah, and therefore would not be a violation of Baal Ta'acher. And he says, but that's only, obviously, even with the aniyim, it's only if there's security and you're able to send it in a secure way where it's not going to get lost. Okay, but that's agav. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah seems to say clearly not that way. The Rambam Mitzvah Slosa Se Kufnun Zayin says, V'chein kol masha dom l'korban, kigon, sheyidor lebedek habayis, o l'tzdaka, o lebeis haknesses uchadomelo. Anything that's like a carbon, anything that you're giving to God's house, whether it be to God's actual house, the Beis HaMikdash, whether it be the Tzedakah, whether it be the Beis HaKnesses, all of it is subject to Baal Ta'acher. So it sounds like clearly against the Radvaz. But anyway, the Gemara says, so Minoni Mili, how do I know that all of these different items are subject to Baal Ta'acher? The Tanu Rabban, we have a Braisa that reads as follows. Ki sidor neder, ein li ela neder. So I would only know that if you set up a lashon neder. Lashon neder is you make it on the person. Hare a lie. I guarantee that I'm going to bring X. Nedava minai. And how do I know that there's Baal Ta'acher on a nedava as well? Meaning zu, if you say hare zu, karban, hare zu, you don't make it about you, you make it about the cheftza. This is the original gavra cheftza. The briskers have expanded it quite a bit, but the original chilik between gavra cheftza is the difference between neder and nedava. The neder is a lie, is a din in the gavra. Nedava is a din in the cheftza, that you're making this item something that you're trying to be makdish. So how do I know Baal Ta'acher applies to nedava as well? So nemar ka neder, v'nemar lalan, neder v'im neder o nedava. So malalan nedava imo, afka nedava imo. Since we have a puzzle, v'im neder o nedava, so we see that together with neder comes nedava. So whatever the halacha that applies to neder applies to nedava as well. Fine. L'Hashem Elokecha. Then it says in the pasuk, and we're just reading weiter in the pasuk. The pasuk goes, Kisidur neder l'Hashem Elokecha lo sa'achel l'shalmo ki doroshi d'shenu Hashem Elokecha me'imach v'ayu b'chachet. So we're going through the pasuk phrase by phrase. L'Hashem Elokecha elu hadamin ha'arachin v'acharamin v'akteshos. All of that is considered to be La Hashem Elokecha. So that's all included in those two words. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo, hu v'lo chilufav. And we're going to come back to that phrase, what that means. That apparently the chilufin, the thing that you switch it for, is not subject to Baal Ta'acher. Only the actual item is subject to Baal Ta'acher. We're going to have four possibilities what that's referring to. Ki darosh yidrashenu, the pasuk goes on, sa elu chataos v'ashamos olus u'shlamim. So chataos v'ashamos olus u'shlamim are included in the phrase darosh yidrashenu. Why? So Rashi points out that these are things that are nidrashenu. drashim mimcha. These are things that are a chiyuv. That's mutal alecha, a chiyuv that's incumbent upon us to bring. So that's what it means. Darosh yidushenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs it of us. He demands it of us. So it's referring to a chiyuv. So obviously, when we talk about olas and shlamim over here, we're not talking about shalmei nedava over here. We're talking about olas ri'iyah and shalmei chagiga, which is an absolute chiyuv. Neder and nedava, we already got. We already covered that neder and nedava. So Hashem alkecha. Elu tzedakos u'maisros u'bechar. Hashem alkecha comes to include tzedakos u'maisros u'bechar. Says Rashi, da'kra yiseirahu. It's extra to say Hashem alkecha again, because remember the pasuk says ki sidor neder la Hashem alkecha lo sachar l'shamu kidor shidushenu Hashem alkecha meimach. Well, we know it's Hashem Elokecha. We already said Hashem Elokecha. So it's Kvar Hashem Kasav L'malah B'mikra. So Nidrash Bei, so we use this extra phrase, says Rashi, La'asui Yitzdakos U'maisos Kasav Ben Shem Zeh U'luchati Yitzdakos L'fnei Hashem Elokecha V'achalt L'fnei Hashem Elokecha Maisa D'gancha. We use it to teach that it must be referring to other mitzvos, that the phrase La'Hashem Elokecha is used in those mitzvos itself. So Tzedakah and Maisos, it actually uses the phrase, the Torah uses the phrase La'Hashem Elokecha in that context. Me'imach zeleket shechopeya. Me'imach, we learn that's leket shechopeya, which is the chelik of the ani, es ha'ani imach. So we learn imach, that just like ha'ani imach, this is, so me'imach refers to leket shechopeya. And then the pasuk concludes, v'haya b'chachet, and we darshan now, v'lo b'karban chachet. That if a person delays in bringing his karban, he has violated the avera of Bal Ta'acher, but his karban is not possible. His karban is still kosher. He has a chait, but his karban is still kosher. So now we go back and we analyze. Amamar, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, hu v'lo chilufav. We had this one line stuck in there where we said in this brisa, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, we said Bal Ta'acher applies to it, but not the chilufav. So what does that mean? Chilufei mai. What kind of chilufim is not subject to Bal Ta'acher? Four possibilities. I chilufei olo shlamim. If you're talking about something that you exchanged for a carbon olo or a carbon shlamim, like you lost your carbon olo, you lost your carbon shlamim, so you replaced it with another animal. So mikrav karvi. What do you mean? You definitely have to bring it. It's its own carbon. So obviously it's subject to Bal Ta'acher. It's a regular carbon. If you replace a lost carbon olo or carbon shlamim with another carbon, of course it's subject to Bal Ta'acher. So that can't be. So second possibility. I chilufei chatos. If we're talking about chilufei chatos, that let's say you lost karmel chatos and the bailam already got a kapara with another animal, so then the halach is lemisa azla. You're not even allowed to bring it as a karban. It has to go lemisa. So that's obviously not going to be subject to Bal Ta'acher. It's pasul. You can't bring it as a karban. Elamai chilufav. So what does chilufav mean? Third possibility, chilufei toda. It talks about a case where you're machlif a karban toda. Rashi explains that nisarva barishona v'kaimlan al zevach atoda chalus atoda tunalechem v'lo chalifasa v'lo tmurasa tunalechem. That you have a tmura of a karban toda. You try to transfer the kedusha of a karban toda onto another animal, and then the two animals got mixed up together. So we're saying that that's not going to be subject to Bal Ta'acher. Titani Rabbi, the halacha is when you have that you don't bring a karban toda's tamura, that lachme toda are only with the actual toda, but not with the tamura. So Tatani Rabbi Chiya, toda shenis arva b'tamurasa. Rabbi Chiya taught, if you have a carbon toda that gets mixed up with its tamura, umesa achas mehen, and then one of them dies, but you don't know which one died, because you can't identify them anymore, chaverte in la takana. There's nothing you could do with the other one to make it okay. Because heichi loved, what do you want to do with it? Likrava v'likrav lechem bada. You want to bring it with the lachme toda. Dilma tmurihi. Maybe it's the tmura and there is no lachme toda for tmura. Likrva below lechem. You want to bring it without the lachme toda because maybe it's the tmura? Well, dilma todahi. Maybe it's not the tmura. Maybe it's the toda. And you can't bring it without the lachme toda. Ah, so says the Gemara, so that must be the chilufa. But frankly, Gemara, no. Vakim the lav basakravahi. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I don't violate Bal Ta'acher on a carbon that I can't bring? If I'm not allowed to bring it, because there's no way that you could possibly bring it, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no isra of Bal Ta'acher? Of course there's no isra of Bal Ta'acher if I'm unable to bring the carbon. Tori Evans says, well, why can't you bring the carbon? Tori Evans says, I can come up with an etza of how to bring this carbon. He says, the halacha is you could be mafresh another animal as a carbon toda, bring 80 loaves of bread together with it. Lach mitoda is normally 4. 40. Bring 80 and make the following tonight. If the first one is a carbon todah, so this new one is also a carbon todah, and I have just the right amount of loaves of bread, 40 for each carbon, so I'm perfect. If the first one was a tamura, and therefore does not require any lachmei todah, so then only the second one should be a todah, and I have kavana that arbayim mitoch shmonim are the lachmei todah, that 40 of these 80 are the lachmei todah. So Tiryam says, why can't you bring it? Isn't that a good eitzah? So Sfasema says, yeah, that would work. It's possible to make such a takana. But it's also pashut that we would not be mechayev someone in Baal Ta'acher if he fails to be makdish another animal in order to fetch out a way to make this animal usable. That wouldn't be Baal Ta'acher. If the animal ba'atzmo could not be brought without some sort of shtick, you can't possibly bring this animal on its own, so then it's pashut that there's not going to be Baal Ta'acher. So again, back to the question. So what is this hu v'lo chilufav? That there's Baal Ta'acher on it, but not its chiluf, and it can't be referring to the tamura of a carbon toda, because there is no way that you could bring that animal as a carbon. I would never have had a havamina that it would be subject to Baal Ta'acher. So Amar Rav Sheshes says, fourth possibility, li'olam lemutei chilufei olo shlamim. Go back to what we said before, that it's about chilufei olo shlamim. But it's a very particular case. The case is that two regalim have already passed, v'humam, and then the carbon developed a mum, v'chilulo al acher, so they're mechalul the kedusha of that animal onto another animal, va'avar alav regel acher, regel echad. And then one more regel passed, now with the kedusha on animal B. So animal A had the kedusha, you waited two regalim and didn't bring it, but you haven't violated Baal Ta'acher yet, then it develops a mum, then you transfer that kedusha onto animal B, so now animal B goes through one more regel, salka daitachamino hol mikol chamakasi, command avriel of gimel regalim dami. One might have thought that since the kedusha of animal B is only a continuation of the kedusha, it's an extension of the kedusha of animal A, so therefore the clock is still running on animal B when it gets going, it's already running past two regalim from the first animal, kamash. That's why it has to tell me that no, it is not a violation of Baal Ta'acher until three regalim pass, since you were makdish animal B, since you were makdish the second animal. Turiyevin raises the question, why do we have to say it develops a mum? Why don't we just say it got lost? Like we say at the beginning of the sugya, v'hifra shachar tachtav, and it doesn't get another animal in its place. Why don't we say the same chiddush? So in the Netziv, in Rami Sadi, he points out, because if it were lost, then there's no svara whatsoever that the previous animal's regalim that it had gone through should count toward it. Because if an animal's lost, it's not a continuation of that kedusha. You're makdish the animal to replace it because you lost the original kedusha. But over here, you know where the animal is, but it developed a mum, so you transfer its kedusha onto another animal. That's where there's a hava amina, that the clock would still be running on it. So kamashmulan, that it's not.
So you start again three, or there
is Baal Ta'acher, but you start again three. It means that there's no Baal Ta'acher in the original sense. It's not on the original clock. So Rabbi Meir Damar Kivin Shavra Lav Regel Echad over Baal Ta'acher Ma'ikal Meimar. Great, that works if you assume that in order to violate Baal Ta'acher you need three regalim. But if you look at Rabbi Meir, they only need one regal in order to violate Baal Ta'acher. Then what are you going to say? So Rava Hachamayeskinan. The case is that it developed a mum during the regel, and you're mechalalit va'avral of haregel, and then the regel passed. So the same case, just that it happened in the middle of that first yantif. So that salka da yichmina hol mikol chamakasi kamanda avral kule regel dami. I might have thought that since it comes as a result of a continuation of the kedusha of the first animal, it's considered as if the entire regel passed. Kamashmulan, therefore I haven't told otherwise. Then we mentioned the Bryce. At the very end of the brisa, v'haya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet, that although when one violates Baal Ta'acher they did a sin, it's an avera, but the carbon is still kosher. So frek the gemara, v'hame hachanafka, do we really need this drasha to teach that the carbon is still kosher? Midacherim nafka, we already know this from acherim. D'tanya acherim omrim yachl yehe b'char sha'avra shenaso kipsulei amakdashin v'yivsal. You might think that a b'char that's more than a year old is like psulei Amikdashin, and it becomes possible. Tamal Omar v'achaltu l'fnei Hashem Elokecha Meiser Degancha Tiroshka V'tzarecha V'choros B'karcha V'tzoncha Makish B'chor L'Meiser. We make a hekesh. We compare Bechar to Meiser. Meiser over here, not talking about Meiser Behema, Meiser Dagan is what we're really talking about. Ma Meiser Einu Nifsal Mishon El Chavirta. Just like Meiser is not possible from one year to the next, you could still bring the Meiser, you could still give the Meiser. Af Bechar Einu Nifsal Mishon El Chavirta. So to a Bechar doesn't become possible Mishon El Chavirta. So don't you see from Acherim that a Bechar, even though it is subject to Baal Ta'acher, you do violate Baal Ta'acher, but it's still Kasher. It's not Nifsal Mishon El Chavirta. You don't need So says Marna Itzrich. I would say, yeah, that makes sense for Bechar. It doesn't become possible because it's not being brought for Kapara. It's not being brought for Ritzui. It's just a Chiyuv that you have to be makar of the Bechar, but it's not a Kapara of any sort. But I might think that Karbanos that have to be Bnei Artsah, that are supposed to achieve something, they're supposed to achieve a Kapara, if I violated the Aver of Baal Ta'achar, it's not going to achieve anything. So Kamashmullah, and that's why I have Bechach. Tomorrow we're going to question this limud, and we're going to have another drasha from the pasuk of Vahaya Bechachet. Oh, yeah.